In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Michigan and Benton Harbor city officials have been targeted in a lawsuit over high levels of lead in Benton Harbor's drinking water. The lawsuit was filed in federal court. It accuses the state and the city of deliberate indifference in their response to the problem, which began to emerge in 2018. Doretha Brazil, one of many Benton Harbor residents in the lawsuit, says she only recently became aware that she should avoid drinking the water. Michigan has been supplying free bottled water for weeks and is pledging to help Benton Harbor replace lead service lines outside of homes. Lead has been leaching from old pipes, although chemicals to reduce corrosion have been applied. A Cassopolis man is being treated at Lakeland Hospital Niles for injury he suffered in a crash Saturday night in Cass County's Howard Township. Deputies say 45-year-old Darnell White was driving a Ford F-150, and he and 25-year-old Damian Brown Jr. of Dowagiac sideswiped each other on M-60. Brown was treated and released at the scene. According to the Cass County Sheriff's Office, alcohol and drugs don't appear to have been factors, and it's not known if the men were buckled up. The crash happened at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday. Today will be a big day in Michigan as it's the opening of firearm deer season. Around a half million deer hunters are expected to take to the field this season. DNR deer biologist Chad Stewart on where most of the hunting will occur.
Typically, we have most of our hunters participate in the southern lower peninsula, with a fewer hunters participating in the northern lower. And then as you get into the upper peninsula, that's where we have our least number of hunters that participate. But that also means that they have a lot more opportunity to spread out and have certainly a more unique opportunity to, you know, pursue and hunt deer.
One thing that may hamper the firearm season is a nationwide shortage of ammunition. It's related to COVID-19 and the supply chain issues. The mystery of a woman who washed ashore in Lake Michigan on the New Buffalo Breakwater on April 8, 1988 continues. Michigan State Police and New Buffalo Police exhumed her body on Tuesday to get DNA from it. That will be used for the Combined DNA Index System, or CODIS, and Forensic Genetic Genealogy. Her dental records remain on file to compare to missing person reports, and the doctor noted in her forensic examination her dental health indicated excellent dental care. She likely did not smoke and drank minimally. The woman was between 40 and 60, 5 feet 5, 175 pounds, and had brown hair and brown eyes. When she was found, she was in jeans, boots, full-length pantyhose, and shorts, along with a bra, but was without a shirt. She had a hysterectomy and a scar from her pelvis to her navel. Police are still trying to identify her. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.